Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
All right, let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Buster, but everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's the Twisted Tuesday edition of the program. We've got a stock to show here this evening. George Kurtz is going to step up and in and break it down with us. Big man on campus steps up and in as well. As the National Hockey League playoffs have seen the first team eliminated from the hub. As the New York Rangers bite the dust, run into the Carolina Hurricanes, a veteran-laden team that's been there and done that, have been called a bunch of jerks by Don Cherry in the past, and the bunch of jerks got it done this evening against the New York Rangers, and it's all over but the crying. Meanwhile, the New York Islanders are on the verge of a sweep as well. They're up 2 games to none. You don't want to be down 2 games to none in a 5-game series. The Vancouver Canucks are playing like a team that doesn't want to be down 2 games to none. 3-1 Canucks. So we track it. Kurtz is going to step up and in. We're going to talk pucks. So crazy day on the ice today. The Toronto Maple Leafs make a series of it. We're going to crash the boards. We're going to forecheck. We're going to backcheck. What is it? Forecheck, backcheck, paycheck. And we're looking for paychecks. And we're looking for a paycheck pretty much with every National Hockey League game. And people were cashing checks and cashing tickets, betting the unders. Yet we've seen we're seeing goals start to fly a little bit right now. Some of these games are opening up, as we saw with Calgary and Winnipeg. And I know that Winnipeg are without some of their best players, but you know, Winnipeg. It's almost like they're trying to lose this series. Like the Winnipeg Jets, like they just beat themselves. They're beating themselves. Right now against the Calgary Flames. We're going to break it all down with George Kurtz. Big man on campus is going to step up. And then we had the biggest upset one of the biggest upsets in NBA history earlier in the day today is the Milwaukee Bucks. We're like 19.5-point favorites over the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn wins. Biggest upset in 27 years in the association. The bubble is being burst. Sports Rage late night. Bring it. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
All right, let's roll. Sports Rage late night. 844-843-6879. I am Gabe Morency. The National Hockey League playoffs continue, and we're crashing the net. We're crashing the board. We're forechecking, we're backchecking, and we're paychecking right now. And we're looking to cash more tickets. The Carolina Hurricanes. The Carolina Hurricanes had lost 5 straight times to the New York Rangers. It was an often discussed narrative coming into the series that the Rangers, quote unquote, owned the Carolina Hurricanes. But I don't know why people expected a team with 11 players making their playoff debuts like the New York Rangers had. We're going to beat a team that, you know, are just a bunch of grinders, man. And, you know, they said it best on the telecast of this evening when, you know, they said the Carolina Hurricanes basically play the way that their coach plays. But, you know, it's amazing, man. We've come out of the pandemic as far as sports are concerned. And, you know, it's just, it's, you know, 13, 14. It's like March Madness, except for all sports. Like, it's like really hard. And listen, I'm on top of this, and this is all that we do all day. And even me, it's like, oh my God, there's like 4 baseball games going off the board. Oh, there's another NBA game going off the board. Oh, there's another NHL game. And I got to be honest, it's really cool, but you know, they could do a little bit better job spacing some of these games out, but I understand they're going wall to wall. All right. So let's bring in George Kurtz right now. That has to feel pretty good that his New York Islanders are up 2 games to none on the Florida Panthers, a 4-2 victory. As I mentioned earlier, the Toronto Maple Leafs, even their series at 1. Calgary have taken a 2-1 lead on the Winnipeg Jets, and Nashville evened up their series. Been a busy day on the ice. George Kurtz steps up. What's up, Kurtz? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Gabe. Everything's back to normal. I lost power for most of the day. You wonder how my day went? I lost power about 5 minutes left on the Islander-Panthers game, about 5 minutes left in the third period. I didn't even get to see them win, and then the power goes out here. So it's been an interesting day.
Well, you know, Kurtz, I was going to say that I was going to cut you some slack because for one, whatever reason, like, it doesn't matter. Like, you always sound like, you know, you don't have power or you're in a hurricane or you're in a tornado. So I was like, you know, I'm going to be nice to Kurtz because I know he's going to sound like he's probably like underwater or something like that. And here we are once again, Kurtz. Like, you never cease to amaze us, Kurtz.
Like, honestly,
how hard is it, Kurtz? Like, to call in, like, on a phone line? Like honestly. Like, we, you know, there's some guest.
If you can, Yang.
If you can, Yang, let's reconnect here. And I don't know why we have to ask every damn time before. Like, it's like deja vu all over again. But what I don't understand is now, you know, our producer says, oh, I'm going to reconnect with him. Except, like, you know, that's the whole point of reconnecting with him in the first place. Like, I was like, no, we're not going to call Kurtz out because I know, like, you know, like, Kurtz, like, there's some guests that, like, it doesn't, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's their phones. I don't know if it's their internet. I don't know if it's them. I don't know if it's their microphones. I can't, you know. I can't explain. I was going to be nice today because, you know, New York is in the middle of a hurricane and all that. And what's the hurricane's name? Isaias or something like this? Man, you got to speak Latin now. Isaias. Hurricane Isaias. Hurricane Isaias is affecting Kurtz. See, like, and listen, Kurtz is a warrior. Kurtz is a warrior. Because, like, most people would be like, listen, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't had power all day. You know, we're in the middle of a hurricane. It's kind of been a crappy day. Let's not do the late night hit. But Kurt steps up, and I told myself, all right, I know he's probably going to sound like he's underwater or something like that. But, you know, it sounded like the hurricane was still going on. Hurricane Kurtz. That's his new nickname. That's Kurtz's new nickname from now on. You know, I get it though. Like, Drew Martin is in like the casino and stuff. Drew Martin's in Vegas. Cell phones like suck in Vegas. But evidently they suck in Long Island as well. All right, 844-843-6879. If your phone sounds good. Because, yes, I'm about to snap. I thought we'd just roll here this evening, but no, we're not rolling. We're rolling rage. We're rolling rage. That's what we're rolling. All right, so, you know what, though? Let's not be too hard on Kurtz. There is a hurricane going on. There is a hurricane going on. So Hurricane Kurtz, we'll see if we can reconnect with Hurricane Kurtz, and he doesn't sound like he's in a submarine with us. So as we were saying, the New York Islanders, you notice in the playoffs right now, like it's basically not rocket science, this stuff. Like, the teams that, like, aren't making mistakes, the teams that are just playing responsible, Now, listen, you know, you got a couple of teams that are playing fire wagon hockey, but you look at the efficiency of the Carolina Hurricanes. They're just a hard team to beat. You know what I mean? Like, they're not great. They don't have great players. Jay, you know, is Reimer a great goalie? Well, he was in the series. I'm a big Rob Brind'Amour fan. They do remind me of the Carolina Hurricanes team that won the Stanley Cup. They just play that way. They play that style. You know, I was surprised that Don Cherry, you know, I get it. Don Cherry didn't like the post-game celebrations in past years of the Carolina Hurricanes, but the style that they play and, you know, the type of guys that they have on the team are the type of guys that, you know, the type of hockey that Don Cherry actually loves. Except he just doesn't love, like, the fact that, ooh, God forbid, they actually try to entertain their fans after the fact. So, man, if you're a puckhead, man, this is just wall to wall. And it gets, you know what? And the playoffs are going on right now, and it's ultra cool. And, guys, listen, I'll be honest. Like, during the regular season, like, you know, I'll tune into a hockey game for a couple of minutes. I'll bet on a hockey game or two a night. But I'm watching the NBA. I'm watching college basketball more so. But I can't take my eyes off. Like, I always love Stanley Cup playoff hockey. Yeah, and listen, it's ultra cool that it starts so early in the day as well. It's like wall to wall, noon to, like, you know, one in the morning type of stuff. You know, that's real cool too. But they're just, you know, the intensity of the Stanley Cup playoffs is just something that can't be beat. And listen, the NBA has been entertaining. We're going to get into this with Big Man on Campus, who I believe hasn't been hit by a hurricane in Philadelphia. All right, we've reestablished with George. So, yeah, this should be good. As a betting man, I'm going to say, have we reestablished with George? How you doing, George? And as a betting man, my sarcasm paid dividends. And as a betting man, I win. Too bad I can't bet money on that. Too bad I can't bet money. Too bad I couldn't have bet money on that, as I was informed. Yeah, we have George Kurtz. No, we don't, and we won't for this evening. We will have Big Man on Campus a little bit later on. We're going to get into the overnight odds for the Stanley Cup. Hurricane or not, Kurtz is on the list. And so is the crew in the pit, to be honest. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
All right, Sports Rage at late night, turning into a real adventure right here. Evidently, we're having a problem. No! No! but there is a hurricane. There is a hurricane, so I assume, like, you know, the hurricane will be the excuse for the rest of the evening. So it looks like we're on our own here tonight, because I'm not in the mood to play around. So let's just get down to business. Great day. Listen, it's been great times. If you're a sports fan, if you're a sports bettor, as somebody that you know, as somebody that wants to get out more and enjoy the summer weather, it's a problem because it's wall to wall. It's all day. It just goes on all day long, in which you've got something for everybody, man. You've got hockey. You've got NBA basketball. You've got Major League Baseball. MLS soccer's coming back as well, but we kind of tapped out on that. Maybe that's why I have money in my sports account right now because I haven't bet on MLS soccer in a little while. Well, there hasn't been a, you know, They're down to the final four in the MLS. The hockey's been pretty profitable. There's been a couple of speed bumps. You're not going to win every bet, obviously. There's been speed bumps along the way. The Carolina Hurricanes were a team that we thought were going to take care of business against the New York Rangers. You know, the playoff experience, or I should say the lack of it, the playoff experience on the Hurricanes, the lack of experience on the New York Rangers, that stuff is real in the National Hockey League. You don't really see, like, you know, young teams go to the Stanley Cup very much. So, you know, we're seeing the grit come through. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, as cool as the NHL playoffs have been, they're going to get better. We don't even have the best teams. It's kind of a unique situation. We've never had this before where you got a bunch of playoff games going on and it's cool, except, you know, most of these teams like aren't, you know, they're not the best teams in the league. The best teams in the league haven't even taken the ice yet in a playoff format. So that's going to get better. The NBA bubble has been ultra cool. And that's going to get better because we're going to have the play-in series. We're going to have the actual playoffs around the corner as well. So, you know, there's a lot of good things going on right now. You know, you got to pick. It's easy to get carried away, and we have, you know, pretty much just riding the wave. Let's get in on this. Let's get in on that. Let's get in on this. And, you know, it's great. It's great to have sports back. You know, it feels like I said, it feels like there's a sense of normalcy once again right now in our world as we have phone problems and we're betting on a million games. See, everything's normal here. everything's normal. See, one of our head techs is named Carl. Like if I had a dollar for every time I heard Carl is working on it, I would actually be like a trillionaire right now. But from what I understand, Carl is working on it right now. So 4-2 Islanders over the Panthers earlier today. Nashville, 4-2 was a theme. 4-2 Nashville today. 3-0 Toronto Maple Leafs. Scary moment late in the game with the... With the Maple Leafs. As Muzzin got cross-checked, it seemed harmless. Like, it really did. Like I said, it's always the harmless looking plays that end up so terribly. Like, you remember on Moore with Todd Bertuzzi, it didn't look that bad at the time. Like, you know what I mean? It was like a one in a million type of deal. One in 100,000. You know, one in 100,000 type of deal. But, you know, a similar situation today. Like, you know, and when they're bringing out the stretcher and stuff, you're like, wow, didn't look that bad. But, you know, that's the thing with sports, man. You know, Bo Jackson's career ended like that with the Raiders. He got harmlessly tackled. Like, Bo Jackson's last play as a football player, it was against the Cincinnati Bengals in a playoff game. And it wasn't like I was living in L.A. at the time. It wasn't like it was like, oh, my God, he's done. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that's vicious. Like, you know, Joe Theismann snaps his leg in half or Alex Smith. You're like, oh, boy, like, yeah, this guy's done. It wasn't really the case with Bo Jackson. He went down and he never got up and something popped. You know, anytime you get around the neck area, though, you know, it's always dangerous. But the Toronto Maple Leafs, I give them credit. You know, the Leafs aren't a young team anymore. The Leafs have guys that make a lot of money. The Leafs have guys that demand a lot of money. And they have guys that have not produced enough in the playoffs with playoff victories. And, you know, it really wasn't their fault. In a sense that they've ran into a smoking hot goaltender, you know, and they finally broke through, but they kept their composure. That's a fun series, Columbus. and Toronto. Tortorella really is a nut job, though, isn't he? Like, you know, if you think I have rage, like, Tortorella really is insane. Like, I am literally surprised one of his players haven't, like, hit him over the head with a stick yet. Like, I'm literally surprised somebody hasn't turned around and just, like, punched him on the bench type of deal. I guess, you know, does it work? Does he motivate his players? I guess at times. But the dude is a pure psychopath. It's entertaining, you know, in a sense, you know, because he's not yelling at you. To me, the act gets a little bit old with Tortorella. You know, the thing with old Torts is Tortorella, like, hates the media. He, you know, basically he's just like the biggest jerk of all time all the time until he doesn't have a job coaching a team. And then, you know what, then, you know, the media is not so bad because, you know, he'll be part of the media. That's the deal with, you know, John Tortorella. You know, Brian Burke's like that. That's pretty much the theme with a lot of those hockey guys. A lot of the hockey guys, they'll hate the media, but they'll all, like, Kevin Bieksa, same thing. Like, they all hate the media until they're in the media. They'll all take the media's money, right? It's like politics. Oh, you know, the fake news media. But then as soon as everyone's out of politics, they get hired by the fake news media. The level of hypocrisy is big everywhere, okay? All right, so we brought this up earlier. The Nets beat the Milwaukee Bucks earlier today. The biggest upset in the NBA in 27 years. You have to go back to 1993. Since there was an upset this big. And, you know, it's easy to say now. I didn't think Brooklyn were going to win the game outright, but I like Brooklyn in the first quarter just because, you know, you're getting 7.5, 8.5 freaking points in a first quarter of a basketball game. Now, I understand that Giannis and Middleton weren't on the floor in crunch time, but they did play, but they weren't on the floor in crunch time. But I'm telling you, man, I thought the Milwaukee Bucks were vulnerable coming into this bubble. And I believe this more now than ever after watching the Milwaukee Bucks play in this bubble. And, you know, like I said, listen, they could have beaten Brooklyn today. If they did the Greek Freaks on the floor late, maybe, whatever. It wasn't their day today. But if you look at Milwaukee's games, Milwaukee are basically Houston, man. Like, every Houston game comes down to the wire, all right? Every Houston game comes down to the wire, high-scoring game. They might win. They might lose. They'll lose more often than they'll win, but you know what I mean? Milwaukee are turning into that. Like, Milwaukee are good, but, you know, Milwaukee, it's not like they can just change who they are. And we'll see if it's offense versus defense, if the Raptors' defense can slow down Milwaukee, but... You know, if you find yourself, it's almost like a college football team, guys. You know what I mean? You know, like the teams like, you know, SMU or Texas Tech. You know, basically these teams with, like, potent offenses, they'll trade points with you, yet they can't stop you. So they might win, they might lose. You know, they're going to be in the game because they can score, but they're also going to give up a million points. So it goes both ways. I think the Toronto Raptors are a better basketball team than the Milwaukee Bucks are. The record might not say it, but who's the defending NBA champion right now? I don't believe in the Milwaukee Buck players. I didn't, you know, the Bucks, and I've said this all year, the Bucks didn't learn their lesson from the playoff loss to the Toronto Raptors last year. Like, I know statistically they're good defensively, but it seems to me like the Bucks are a regular season team. You know, they're built for NBA regular season basketball. We'll play run and gun ball. Yeah, we'll block some shots, and, you know, our defensive stats will, you know, look better than we actually are defensively. But when you isolate each player on the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, they're, you know, I've said it before. Like, is Eric Bledsoe's a good player, but he's not a great player. Chris Middleton is a good three-point shooter, but, you know, whatever. He's not like, you know, is Chris Middleton an elite player in the NBA? I've never felt that way. Giannis is. But Giannis is one guy. I don't like their supporting cast. I didn't like the fact they lost Malcolm Brogdon. I think they're vulnerable. I think they're very vulnerable. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
I am an addict.
Hey,
you know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
All right, Sports Rage Late Night continues hurricane style. Hurricane. There's a hurricane in the house. It's rattled our studios, our phone lines, and everything else in between. George Kurtz is scratched. George Kurtz, like a horse that, you know, like we brought onto the track. We walked, you know, he ran around the track a couple of times. It's like, all right, at some point we got to start the race. But we hope Kurtz is all right, actually. Poor guy's been sitting in the dark. I don't know if he had a generator or something like that today. It's one thing after another in New York. That's one thing. That's one thing that's a fact. All right, let's bring in a big man on campus. Right now, who I believe is going to sound better than George Kurtz did because he's not underwater. What's going on, big man on campus?
Doing well, Gabe. How are you?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for stepping up and joining us here, big man. Yeah, crazy. What a crazy year, man. 2020. It's just one thing after another, right? It's not pandemic. It's hurricanes and everything else in between. Nothing surprises me anymore. Man, there was like a fireworks factory that blew up in Beirut. You see that? Like massive explosion. Like, yeah, 2020 is going to be one for the history books, big man. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, that's a terrible story over there. Lebanon is a country that really can't deal with that right now. Not a lot of people know this, Gabe, but they are they're really struggling economically. They're a country that has been led by the wrong people for a long time. They've seen a lot of war, but I heard today, I was watching the news, that one of the people they interviewed said it's the worst explosion they've ever seen, and the country just can't really deal with it. I mean, you think it's bad here from a you know, hospital standpoint sometimes. I mean, they don't even have hospital workers over there. They can't even pay them. They're such a cash-strapped country, but yeah, it's a shame. But yeah, it's a weird year. A lot of bad things have happened. You almost wish, like, when is something good going to happen, you know? You kind of wonder. But, yeah, pray for those people. That's a terrible situation.
Yeah, Beirut used to be like the Hollywood of the Middle East. Glamour and, movie theaters and, you know, plays. And like I said, like big time, sort of like the Hollywood of the Middle East. Yeah, as you stated, you know, it's been the one plus thing, though, for sports fans, and not to make light of any of the serious things that are going on in the world. But the wall-to-wall sports right now, it is a distraction. You know, the fact is you get caught up in it. I get caught up in it, you know. I mean, you know, these games, they start, they go on all day. You've got NHL playoff hockey. You've got NBA basketball. You've got Major League Baseball. And it's only going to pick up, man. The NBA, I mean, this NBA stuff going on right now, it's not even the playoffs yet. Yet some of these games have been off the hook, really, really cool. So just first things first, I like the Brooklyn Nets in the first quarter today. All right. So, you know, I was like, man, that's a lot of points, man. You know, 19 and a half points. I'm seeing people said it was 18 and a half. It was 19 and a half. I saw it at 19 and a half. As it went off the board, and I was like, man, that first quarter line is just out of control. You're getting 8.5 points, 7.5, 8.5 points in the first quarter. I wondered about Milwaukee's motivation, but it turns out that it's actually the largest point spread victory in the NBA since 1993 when the Dallas Mavericks beat the Seattle Supersonics as 19.5-point underdogs in 1993. So upsets like this don't happen very often. Happened today. And what's crazy is I'm actually reading here, and, you know, what's his name? David Purdom from ESPN's got the quote. Some people actually, numerous people bet $1,000 on the Milwaukee Bucks today to win $32, big man.
Yeah, like, I mean, I saw a couple people that put it in a parlay. I mean, yeah, it was really look, I'm not going to say that I would have laid it or I wouldn't have laid it, but, I mean, it was a pretty clear spot for the Bucks to probably rest players. I mean, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks are, you know, this is a good spot to do that. I mean, I didn't think they would lose, but, yeah, you look at the six games today, Gabe. Four were decided by 4 points or less, or 6 points or less. So, yeah, I mean, these games have been great. They've been all day. It's just been – this is terrific, man. I've really been happy with everything. And it's just every day going forward. I mean, I don't know when the next day we're not going to have
basketball. It has a March Madness feel. It has
it's
like a Thursday of March Madness, except it doesn't stop. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, again and again and again and again.
It is really lame, I will say, though, that there are certain games that aren't on TV. That's really, really lame. For what it's worth, I mean, what is NBA TV? Like, I saw the other night there was a game on, but NBA TV didn't have anything on, and the game wasn't on TV. Why isn't NBA TV carrying the game? Every game should be on TV. I mean, they're really missing out. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. They should be on NBA TV, but some of them are on. They're all on, but the local broadcasters. So not that I would ever encourage anybody to, you know, look for, you know, a stream out there or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? But you know, every game is out there, but I hear what you're saying. You know, what's amazing. So they set up the, you know, as you mentioned, so today there are a lot of closed basketball games, yet a lot of straight up like money line outright winners today as well. Like, you know, if you look too, and, you know, I got to be honest, like, you know, I'll give credit where credit's due, and I call myself out. I call everyone else out, so I got to call myself out for this. I didn't see this coming from the Phoenix Suns. And the Phoenix Suns are 3-0 in the bubble right now. They're actually playing themselves into this thing for real. You know, I used to mock them and say, you know, they should sleep in the parking lot and not be allowed in the bubble. But a big win for them today, 8.5-point underdogs. They beat the Clippers. Devin Booker goes off. And there was a great, great tweet out there by Worldwide Wob, who's a great NBA follow. And basically, it was all the virtual fans. It's like all the virtual fans knew. There's all these Clipper fans. Some people are confused. Like, those fans are there. Those people are watching the game, people. Right? So all those people are watching the game, and those seats that they look like they're sitting in are superimposed. Like the Greek Freak's kid was one of the fans today in the Zoom. Right? But even in the Zoom, dude, it was hilarious, big man. All these Clipper fans, like, had their, like, oh, no. And they can see, like, you saw the progression of Devin Booker taking the shot. And a big, big win for the Phoenix Suns. And I got to tell you, I don't know what's going to happen, big man. But, like, basically everybody is within 3.5 games right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure when we're going to give this guy any credit. I mean, Devin Booker is a star. I mean, he is a top 12 player in the NBA. He's incredible. I mean, that shot at the end was really amazing. I was on the Suns today. I think this team's really good. I think they're a team that's going to give someone a run if they can get into the playoffs. Now that DeAndre Ayton's back from suspension, I mean, you look at Devin Booker. Obviously, Ricky Rubio plays a really good point guard role for them. And they're doing all this without Kelly Oubre, Gabe, that Kelly Oubre turned into a pretty good player for them. He was one of their best players. He's not even been in there. Devin Booker's as good as it gets, man. I would do crazy things to get him in Philadelphia. I've wanted it for years. I would love it. But yeah, the Suns are trying to find their way in. And yeah, you know, you look at the West, Gabe. I mean, who wants the 8 seed? I mean, Memphis has played terribly. Portland's playing well. Spurs are playing well. Pelicans are kind of finding their way out of it. And the Suns are kind of taking the spot of what I thought maybe the Pelicans would be. Spurs, Blazers, and Suns look like the three teams that are going to vie for the eight seed because Memphis and New Orleans are playing themselves out of it.
Yeah, the Portland team is, you know, Portland's starting to really come together here right now. Carmelo Anthony hitting big threes for them. You know, listen, Portland have just, you know, they made it to the Western Conference Finals last year. They have guys on the floor that have made big shots before, that have played in big moments before, that can handle a close basketball game without getting tense. They're just, Portland are very calm, and they're playing with house money. You can just sort of feel it. It's just been so much fun, the NBA bubble. And we're not even into the playoffs yet, guys. Think about it. Like, these games, like, a lot of these games don't even count. And it's been this crazy, crazy tight. So, looking at the overnight card here, Memphis and Utah are the first ones up. And you brought up Memphis. Things just aren't going their way, man. They, you know, heartbreaking losses. Then they fall apart against the Pelicans. Now injuries start to kick in for them. At this rate, Memphis is not going to be in the playoffs. Like, Memphis might be, like, like, it's funny. Memphis are going to be the ones that are going to be playing, like, in a play-in. Like, they're going to be in a spot where they're going to have to win two games after the fact. That is, if, like, they start winning games at all, they get Utah, their first up. Then you got Philadelphia and Washington. And, you know, Washington are really just playing for nothing. Like, they're just, like, firing away and having fun in here right now. Philadelphia, wild game against the Spurs. We cashed the ticket with the Spurs and the over. What did you make of that win with Shake Milton hitting the shot?
Well, look, I mean, it's a win. But, I mean, there are a couple things about the Sixers that bother me. Obviously, defensively, they've given up, what, like 260 points in two games. Ben Simmons has picked the worst time to play really poorly. He's been horrific the first two games. I mean, defensively, he's just been on another planet. But again, tomorrow, look, if tomorrow's game's close, I will go through the roof. It's that simple. The Wizards are a bad, bad roster, like really bad roster. They have very little from a scoring perspective.
So are the Brooklyn Nets today.
Well, yeah, no, that's the thing. You're getting these teams' best shakes, and that's kind of why you have to be on your toes. The Grizzlies, I'll tell you right now, tomorrow they have to win. I mean, they can't really screw around anymore. The problem is Ja Morant's not played well at all. I mean, he's picked a bad time to not really play well. He was bad against New Orleans. He was bad the other night. He just really hasn't figured it out, and you know, they've needed guys like Grayson Allen to step up. But the Jaren Jackson loss is big. 17 points a game, you lose. But again, last shot tomorrow for the Memphis Grizzlies. Are they going to get off the mat, Gabe? I don't know. That's a big
loss. I don't think so.
Morant not playing. Yeah, if Morant not playing well, I mean, they're not a real deep team to begin with. Is it the last stand time? If you're going to give me 5 or 6, I'm interested. But at 4.5. Not really right now.
Sitting at an even 5 at FanDuel right now. My problem is I'm not in love with Utah here either, but I just can't back this Memphis basketball team right now. With, you know, you mentioned losing Jackson. That's a problem for them. Morant's not playing well. Their confidence is shot. They're 0-3 in the bubble right now. And Utah are a weird team. Like, you know, Utah can blow you out or they can hang. I don't know. Like, I try to stay away from Utah Jazz games as a whole if I can. I am interested in the San Antonio Spurs +5, though. Now, you know, they had a day off. It was a tough spot for them. You know, they were playing back-to-back, even though it was, like, neutral. They were going back-to-back there. So we'll continue hitting the NBA with Big Man on campus. The Hurricane edition of the program. Looks like we got things settled down a little bit right now, thanks to the crew. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
See, two players have the most game-winning shots since 2015. LeBron James and Devin Booker. LeBron James and Devin Booker. Big man on campus says he thinks that Devin Booker, a top 12 player in the NBA. And I'll be honest, Booker to me, I'm not as high on him as you are, although I will give the guy respect. Listen, you know, he's a great scorer. He's got great skill. Yet I've heard him talk about culture and, you know, he's tired of losing this and that. And, you know, the fact is it's up to him to change that, right? And this is where it starts right now. And I'll tell you, like, you know, basketball junkies and people such as yourself and hipsters, you guys like him and people like know who he is. But he's not like a household name to the casual NBA fan. This is his opportunity to put himself on the map. If he can put the Phoenix Suns into the playoffs, like you said, big man, if he can carry the Phoenix Suns into the playoffs and into a 8-versus-1 matchup against the Los Angeles Lakers, then that's going to put this kid on the map.
Yeah, I think that's well said. I mean, he's never really had much to work with down in Phoenix, but, you know, this is the best team they've had by a wide margin. You know, look, 25 a game over the last three seasons or more. The kid's just a scorer. He just gets after it. But yeah, this is big for his legacy. We'll see what the rest of his career entails as he goes somewhere else and, you know, do something greater. I don't know. I love the kid, though. I think from a scoring perspective, he's as good as it gets. Real quick, Gabe, I'm sure we'll get into this, but this Magic team, you know, they've went over in 15 straight games. Do you know that?
Did not know that it was 15 straight, but I've cashed in the last two straight. I took it today over to 225. I took it today. So, yeah, we'll hit this on the other side. We got updates coming up. Shout out to our radio affiliates. Thanks to our team for putting everything together here with the hurricane. We hope Kurtz is all right. But we're locked and loaded, ready to go. Level 2 coming up here. We're going to do an overnight line check. We'll get you caught up to date with all the overnight NBA, NHL, and everything else in between. Bring it.